with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. St. Anselm College political analyst Chris Galdieri says the pick of Governor Walz could help with voters in the Midwest.
If you wanted to grow a middle-aged Midwestern guy in a lab, you would get somebody who looks a lot like Tim Walz. He's got a military record. He has coached high school football. He's been in Congress. He's the governor of Minnesota now.
But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis criticizes Walz for his handling of Black Lives Matter protests.
There are riots that Tim Walz, as governor, sat back and let happen. He sat back and let the city of Minneapolis burn. That city has been gutted as a result of those riots.
Walz is traveling this week with Harris to Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada. Tropical Storm Debbie has brought prolonged downpours to the southeastern United States and could hover over the Atlantic Ocean for the next few days, then boomerang back onto the mainland. Deputy Chief David Green, who's the Colleton County, South Carolina emergency manager, says the storm is bringing expressed flooding.
Unfortunately, the Weather Service is predicting 3 to 5 more inches of rain in the next 24 hours and then 8 to 12 inches through Friday. Additionally, on top of the 3 to 5 we're to get in the next 24 hours.
U.S. stocks have bounced back and calm is returning to Wall Street after Japan's market soared earlier to claw back much of the losses from its worst day since 1987. The vast majority of stocks were climbing in a mirror opposite of the day before. The Dow was up by 294 points. The Nasdaq rose 166. This is SRN News. An atheist group goes after a religious organization, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a formal complaint with the Internal Revenue Service seeking to have the tax-exempt status of the Catholic League revoked. The foundation accuses the League of dabbling in politics because of a series of social media posts that point out Vice President Kamala Harris's support for abortion and the LGBT agenda. The League says it has First Amendment rights and will not stop posting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man's use of the woman's locker room at a suburban St. Louis gym is prompting protests and calls for an investigation. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the man joined the gym late last month. Now protesters are calling for a boycott and an investigation by the state's Republican Attorney General. Lifetime Gym says the man provided a driver's license listing him as female. This is SRN News. A Department of Homeland Security program is under the microscope.
Concerns of fraud are causing the Department of Homeland Security to pause an immigrant sponsorship program. It's called the Parole Program, and it was set up a couple of years ago and encouraged people to fly into the U.S. instead of crossing the border if sponsors agreed to provide financial support for 2 years. The parole program was used by people in Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. The Justice Department says a Pakistani man alleged to have ties to Iran has been charged in a plot to carry out political assassinations on U.S. soil. Prosecutors in Brooklyn announced criminal charges Tuesday against Asif Mershan, accusing him of traveling to New York to try to hire a hitman. The plot was disrupted. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.